In tonight's other headlines, Israel carried out an airstrike in Lebanon's capital city today, nearly 1 year to the day the country agreed to a ceasefire with Hezbollah. The strike killed at least 5 people and wounded dozens of others. Israel said the target of the strike was a key Hezbollah military leader considered the terror group's chief of staff. An Israeli government spokesperson declined to say whether officials informed the U.S. ahead of the strike. The U.S. helped broker that ceasefire deal last November. Since that time, Israel has alleged Hezbollah is trying to rebuild and rearm. In northern Nigeria, 50 of the 303 children kidnapped from a Catholic school on Friday have escaped and reunited with their families. They were taken by armed gunmen from a remote community in one of the worst mass abductions the country has seen. The search is ongoing for the students and teachers who remain captive. No group has claimed responsibility. President Trump has accused Nigeria of failing to curb Christian persecution. Attacks in the country have both affected Christians and Muslims. This year's G20 summit ended with little fanfare after the U.S. decided to boycott the global summit.
We shall see each other again next year. The summit is therefore closed.
Traditionally, there is a handoff of the gavel to next year's host nation, which is the United States. However, President Trump refused to attend the summit, accusing South Africa's black majority government of persecuting its white minority citizens. While the lack of U.S. participation overshadowed the event, leaders who attended formally pledged to help poorer nations recover after climate-related disasters and agreed to aid in their transition to green energy. Two East Coast rivals turned out strong defense in the battle for the National Women's Soccer League championship. Gotham Football Club of New York took on the Washington Spirit late Saturday in a nail-biter. The match was scoreless until the 80th minute. That's when defender Bruninha crossed the ball to veteran midfielder Rose Lavelle, who put it away past the outstretched arms of the goalkeeper. It was a sweet victory for Gotham, who secured its second title in 3 years. Still to come on PBS News Weekend, a new film tells the story of women who survived a catastrophic fire at an infamous Iranian prison. And we travel deep into the Amazon rainforest to see how scientists hope to get a glimpse of the future.
This is PBS News Weekend from the David M. Rubenstein Studio at WETA in Washington, home of the PBS NewsHour, weeknights on PBS.
From Los Angeles.